Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome back to the show, episode 591. Today, I want to talk about verse 77 of the Parents' Tao Te Ching. But before we get there, I would like to share a recent review that came in from Coach B. Ward. Erin is such a great host and always makes her guests feel welcoming. Her show brings so much insight and tips for parents. I highly recommend checking out her show. Thanks, Erin, for all the work you're doing. Keep it up. Coach B, also known as Brian, was on a recent episode 585 talking about fatherhood with me. So if you haven't heard that one, I would definitely check that out. And if you haven't yet subscribed and left a review, please do so if you enjoy listening to my show, and then you will get notified of upcoming episodes. So let's jump into the show. Verse 77 is called, "Never seek to triumph over your children." Parents who follow the Tao never seek to triumph over their children. They have no need of winning to protect their position. Their position is secure. Nor do they let their children triumph over them. This would harm their children. Winning and losing have no meaning to such parents. They always find the balance between too much and too little. No one is afraid of them. They are afraid of no one. There are times, especially when they are young, that we must impose our will upon our children, but do so only for their safety. It is all too easy to use our size and power to intimidate our children and get our way. This does not teach the Tao. I love this episode because I always call it an episode. I love this verse because very often, I wouldn't say very often, but sometimes I see parents trying to win in an argument and with their children or a disagreement or an interaction. And this serves no one. No one wins in that situation. The child is often humiliated or shamed, and the parent, while they might feel like they won the battle, they're going to lose the war. Although, I'm using a figure of speech, right? I don't think that parent-child relationships are wars. I don't think they should be. But I'm saying, like, if the parent wins in that particular setting, it doesn't mean that anything good is coming down the line. I don't think parents or children should be trying to win over each other. I think that parents and children are not on opposing teams. The healthiest parent-child relationships are where parents and children are on the same page working together. So how can you be on the same page and working together? That is the question I will leave you with as we wrap up this episode. So, wherever you are in this world, I hope that you and your team, I'm sorry, I hope that you and your children play on the same team. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.